You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office would like you to be on the alert for suspicious offers or claims, especially from individuals you do not know. Their office has recently received several of these types of calls. They're known as check deposit scams, and these scams work by a suspect creating a counterfeit check and then contacting a victim through various means such as social media or job advertisements. And the suspect will then instruct the victims, sometimes creating a false scenario to prey on the victim's emotions, to deposit the check, then later request the victim to send a portion of the funds back to them. The suspect will pressure the victim to do this quickly before the bank realizes the check is fake. If the victim sends the money back to the scammer, they do not get that money back and are thus at a financial loss. If you feel that you have been a victim of a similar scam, you are urged to contact your local law enforcement agency. We sat down with the president of the Fifield Lions Club, Gary Griesel, to talk about one of their local events coming up. It's the Fifield Fall Craft and Bake Fair.
Our last event coming up here is the Fifield Fall Festival of Crafts and Bake Fair. It's coming up on October 18th. It's going to be at the Fifield Fire Hall, and this is an annual event. We do this jointly with the Fifield Congregational Church and the Friends of the Fifield Firefighters. The day is filled with great things. They have all kinds of crafters and stuff. It's a great time to start your Christmas shopping. There's some unique things there. We have a soup and sandwich lunch put on by the Fifield Lions, and I can tell you, the soups are delicious. And then we're doing our fall events raffle drawing that day at going to do it right around 4:30.
Once again, that event is taking place Saturday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Fifield Fire Station. It costs a little more to fill your tank than it did last week. Lisa Hale has more.
Gas prices inched up just a bit over the last week, rising 2.2 cents a gallon to a national average of 3.14. Patrick DeHaan, petroleum analyst for Gas Buddy, said price cycling ahead of a switch to winter gasoline is the primary reason for the increase. In Wisconsin, the average price for a gallon of gas is up 0.8 cents a gallon to $2.89.
Fall rides are a great time to see Wisconsin colors. And for those of you driving on the roads, be sure to look twice for bikes. Save a life. Check your mirrors and blind spots carefully before changing lanes, turning, or pulling out from a stop sign. Remember to also give bikes space. Maintain a safe following distance, because motorcycles can stop faster than cars, and giving them room is crucial to avoid a collision. Let's be sure to try and make this fall a safe one for everyone on Wisconsin's roads. Saturday, October 4th at 9 a.m., during the Phillips Fall Fest, there's going to be whole pies for sale. There's many varieties available, including sugar and gluten-free as well. Sponsored by Price County Respect Life, with no prices, just a donation. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, October 4th at 9 a.m. during the Phillips Fall Fest. Several Wisconsin County sheriffs are being sued by the ACLU of Wisconsin for cooperating with ICE. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto reports.
The ACLU of Wisconsin announced last week that it has filed a petition on behalf of immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. According to a statement, the group is asking the state Supreme Court to make it illegal for Wisconsin jails to honor voluntary requests from ICE to hold individuals for an additional 48 hours after they should have been released. This additional hold allows ICE to take custody of and deport them. If the lawsuit is successful, Wisconsin local and state law enforcement would not be able to hold anyone in jail beyond their release dates. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
The lawsuit includes the sheriffs of Walworth, Brown, Marathon, Kenosha, and Sauk counties. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
It's the Packers and the Cowboys. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers play the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love says they learned some tough lessons in Cleveland during their loss to the Browns.
Every week is opportunity to learn and grow and experience things as a team. And obviously, I think defense did a great job last week. Offensively, special teams, we didn't do enough.
Baseball, the Brewers have tonight off after beating the Padres 3-1 in San Diego. Aaron Ashby awarded the win. Abner Uribe got the save. Pat Murphy.
Jansen gave us, nobody's mentioned Jansen yet. You guys paying attention to the game? He caught the whole game. He caught six different pitchers. A walk, a hit, and a homer. I thought he was great.
Yeah, catcher Danny Jansen out of West High School in Appleton, Wisconsin, on coming back to Milwaukee against the Reds with the magic number down to one.
Yeah, it feels great. Good momentum going home for the final three games. In front of our home crowd, it's going to be amazing.
That's the Brewers' Danny Jansen with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be some new characters in the second installment of the Wicked feature film franchise. The Wicked 2, more specifically, Wicked for Good trailer, just dropped, and it features Dorothy, the Scarecrow, and Tin Man. Universal says this is the final trailer before the film's release November 21st of this year. Wicked for Good is a follow-up to 2024's Oscar-nominated Wicked. If you're looking for a new sports documentary, you're in luck. Clemente is the story of one of the best baseball players ever whose career and life ended way too soon. It is now available for streaming on the History Channel and explores baseball great Roberto Clemente's life on and off the field from his early struggles to becoming one of the best players in the game, as well as one of the most beloved. Clemente died in a plane crash in 1972 while delivering aid to Nicaragua. The film is executive produced by basketball great LeBron James and film directing great Richard Linklater. Jimmy Kimmel made an emotional return to his talk show Jimmy Kimmel Live Tuesday night. The host delivered a 17-minute monologue where he still did not hold back against the FCC or the Trump administration, but did clarify he never intended insensitivity toward Erica Kirk or the Kirk kids, even tearing up a bit throughout the monologue after an emotional few days. His biggest line of the night was probably after he played a clip of the president saying Kimmel doesn't have good ratings. When the camera went back to Jimmy, he said, "I do tonight," and the crowd stood and applauded like it did several times throughout the monologue or when he hugged Guillermo. Overall, the night was a big slapback at government overreach, with the host citing support from conservatives like Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, and Ted Cruz. Even Joe Rogan, not so courageously, backed Kimmel after finally feeling it was safe to do so. It will be interesting to see how long the love lasts, but for now, Jimmy Kimmel is happy to be back. Week 39 at the box office is upon us, and there is a much-anticipated film opening in your local theaters. Paul Thomas Anderson's mystery thriller with a dose of comedy, One Battle After Another, is crushing reviews, receiving 98% on Rotten Tomatoes, with most of the reviews already in. That score will not change, but it will be interesting to see if audiences like it just as much as critics. The film stars Leo DiCaprio, Regina Hall, Tiana Taylor, Sean Penn, and Benicio del Toro. There's some good old-fashioned family fun available to watch as well, with G-rated Gabby's Dollhouse, based on the TV series. The film stars Gloria Estefan, nightlight pal Thomas Lennon, and the hilarious Kristen Wiig. Just a few reviews at this point, but they are all positive. And if you're in the mood for some horror, check out The Strangers Chapter 2. The first one was absolutely terrifying. The film is getting panned by critics, but oftentimes that does not stop forgiving horror fans. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 75 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to a low of 50. Tomorrow, another nice day, sunshine with a high of 72. And this sunny, warmer than average weather will continue through the weekend and most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 44.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.